All right, we are recording now, and I'm going to put it in the view of speaker view so that we have the recording the way everybody is used to. All right, good, good. As Maharaj would say, there's a little bit food body problem tonight because I got the vaccine. Today, and I'm a little bit kind of not a high energy and a little but here. So, but like Maharaj says, a little bit food body problems, so we'll see.
Nevertheless. I came up with a new mantra today.
What?
Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Have you ever heard that term before? That was some kind of positive thinking guy used to teach that. But it seems to be true. So
now, of course, positive thinking, negative thinking, any thinking at all, we want to not do so much of that. Because, again, without body, what is there to think about? Always present yourself without a body.
So that's not even a good idea.
Well, there's no ideas, because without a body, how would that idea work? Yeah. Always try to ground yourself, anchor yourself that I'm not a body. There's no body. So
what about in moments of like physical pain? You know, where it's really the attachment feels really strong.
This body is not myself. This body, yes, it has sensory nerves and such. So this body is transmitting to the formless you, the holder of the body, that the body is in pain. But you're receiving the signal that the body's in pain, but you are not in pain.
I'm not that.
You are not that.
You are that which is not that.
No, because you're formless. Always that's the fallback to. I'm formless. How would I be without a body? Okay, the body is the instrument so that I can see inside this form-based illusion and experiencing. Because as in your formless nature, your true nature, you can't experience because there's nothing other to experience, nor is there an object in time with which to measure experience. The body that you have, you're using, so to speak, the holder of the body that you are, this body is having some kind of an issue. But again, the five elements have an issue. You know, we just had a whole big thunderstorm a couple of days ago in our area. And a little bit, you know, wind and rain and all that. So the five elements, they're going to have disturbance. But you're not disturbed. This five elemental body that, again, has nerves. It has, it's the suit. The suit you wear to experience. Otherwise, there can be no experience, no experiencer. But always just fall back. Without this body, how would this be? If I'm trying to intellectually figure it out, mind, ego, intellect came along with body. So this is going to be useless because I'm not body.
Yeah, Jordan's question was related to a question I was going to ask. How can we be able to, one time I remember you said that be yourself a self or whatever and do whatever you want, sort of like do whatever you like, I think you might have said, but my question was, how can we be able to do what we want or when everything that I like is a distraction from the openness that I am.
Once you know yourself in a real sense, you're not distracted. You can still participate in the activities. They're spontaneous activities in the moment, but you don't lose yourself for them. That's why Maharaj talks about, if somebody says, oh, Ramakant Maharaj, you don't have this, or somebody says, John Richards, you don't have this, oh, how does John Richards react? How would John Richards do this? How is this happening? Or how should I behave in this? No, it's spontaneous action in the moment. You don't have to keep reminding yourself that you're the selfless self. You know this. You sit in meditation. There you are. Okay. So now you know you're yourself. You don't get lost, no matter what's happening. And you can participate in the activities quite nicely, but it's removed. There's not a pressure of, oh, this is happening to me.
I suppose it's more like automatic detachment rather than some kind of purposeful renunciation.
Well, once you know yourself, again, without body, you're without body. So you know this because in the time Maharaj has said for meditation, you've sat for meditation, you feel this subtle sense, just die, the consciousness, the presence, the I am, whatever you want to call it. And now from this position, that's it. There's nothing other than this. That's why Maharaj says, see yourself as formless, know the master as formless, and then there'll be no separation. The only thing that separates you is thoughts about being separate, that John is doing something. But give one example, just recently, I think it was, sometime in the morning, very early in the morning, I wake up to go and do my job. I come into the kitchen, I turn the light, no lights. The bulb or whatever has burned out. Okay, so I'm very just waking up and I just sit there. Okay. At that moment too, because I'm here, right? There's an activity that needs to be performed. Some action is needed. And so I go and get the little stool, get the light bulb, keep it. And you can hear the mantra running. There's nobody here doing anything. I don't have to say this. It's just, there's no thought flow. Because in first thing in the morning, you wake up and the light is off. You might think, oh, I have to get, it's dark. I can't see what to do. But instead, just remain with yourself, the self, and observe how the body, this action that's required, is being done. There's no thinking about it. There's no like, oh, I can't believe this light is out, or, oh, it's dark. What if I fall? No, it's just taking it and unscrewing the fixture thingy, putting the light bulb in, screwing it back on, turning on the light, going on with the day. It doesn't have to be a big event. There didn't need to be a John there to do this. It's just spontaneous action in the moment.
And if you can't fix the light, then you just play like a blind person would, I guess.
No, but see, it's in the past, maybe you sat there, oh, what if I don't get the light? It's dark, I can't really see. What am I doing? This and that. Or the mind starts to, you flow along with the mind's thoughts of how is this, I'm going to be in the dark. This is that. No, it's just spontaneous action in the moment. It's the same as pick up the water, drink the water, put the water back down. And that was something that you know, you could say, oh, first thing in the morning, what an inconvenience. But it was just spontaneous action, just going, just moving. Everything is like this. Someone is eating something, like a, I don't know what it is, either chewing gum or
yeah, there's some noise, yeah.
It's like a very heavy eating. Somebody is sloppy eating too. It's
what could that be?
It's like so it is dinner time, yeah. So I guess you know, you have to feed the body. We are only food in this body-based existence.
And surprising what the mic will pick up sometimes.
Yes.
I had a funny thought yesterday. I was thinking in doing this, talking about illusion, we are whistleblowers on illusion.
Well, again, illusion is a concept because illusion came along with the body. The concept of illusion came along with the body. Just remember, you're not body. So all of this body-based experience can't be true. You're not body.
That's what I mean. We're whistleblowers. Yeah.
But because there's no, like Maharaj would say, prior to beingness, did you know anything about illusion or Maya? Or spirituality, no, so remain there. Accept yourself as self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master. All those concepts came along with the body, and you are not body.
I remember reading something about, I think the term might be the primal illusion. That sounds like one of the terms that's used.
Concept. Prior to beingness, there was no illusion.
I think it was in Das Bode, he uses that term, primal illusion or something.
Like that. Yes, but again, remember, mind, ego, intellect. The intellect, the mind, want to figure it out so much because it's a never-ending process. This book says this book says that. That's why Maharaj cuts it very plain. Accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master. Nothing is there. All the books point to this. The need for reading is now finished. You still read. I every morning, I read a little bit from various books and such, including Ultimate Truth. I'll read just a little passage, just as a nice morning ritual to get my day started. That's fine. But I'm not seeking anything from it, nor am I trying to intellectualize. It's just merely, again, spontaneous action in the moment. There's some reading. But that's why Maharaj says, don't put words in the wordless state. By now, each and every one of us knows we are formless. That's the reality. Now, in every waking moment, I need to directly experience this reality so that I'm no longer caught up in anything else. The books did their job. The masters did their job. The external world has done its job. Now remain with your selfless self.
And that's it, right? Final terminus, as
that's it.
Maharaj says.
Yes.
It's exciting in that sense, just to know that there's like experientially and intuitive, like there's nothing beyond that. Like it's that, and you know, it contains all.
Exactly.
Well, I've been doing a lot of, I think, of what he calls like reading the reader, And like, I think I talked about a couple of weeks ago, like that, as the tenants are leaving, you know, a lot of that, all that stuff's been like coming up, but I noticed that once it kind of goes through, the same topic or same incident is not coming up anymore. And it was, I'm meditating a lot more, and I think it's just kind of releasing things. And what's nice is like some of these things are things that would like get hooked in and then be kind of like a cycle. I can feel a lot of that being undone. And coincidentally, I think it's like the less thinking I do and the more just sitting and meditating that things are clicking, which is nice. It gives me I reset the self every day, and that aspect really is giving me like confidence in the master's teaching. It's a really nice feeling. I think it's like, for me, it's connected. It's like a way of devotion too, just to constantly, or it, you know, pushes me in the direction of gratitude and just seeing how, you know, prior to being this, I had zero of the so-called problems that I have. You know, I have problems like every other person, but it's like when we go right down to it, that's not me. And that's, I mean, that's mind blowing.
Indeed.
I just kind of wanted to share some of my experience with this stuff.
Absolutely.
Then I was never much of one to, in the devotional department, I didn't connect with that a lot, but now I find sometimes that it's like the love or appreciation for the guru becomes like a powerful experience at times. And it's like, oh, you know, thank you so much.
Yeah, guru is formless presence.
It's actually myself too. It's not...
Absolutely. You're using this body as an instrument to bow down to your own selfless self. Bow down to yourself as often as you possibly can. And in gratitude and bowing down to your selfless self, Maharaj was your own selfless self, just appearing externally, because at the time you believed yourself to be a body and therefore there was something separate. But even Maharaj says it's your inner master. Maharaj is available in this very moment right now. Just remain with that selfless self, that sense of presence. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. And that's formless. So you don't have to worry about like religious doctrine or, you know, what is this, what is that. There's one video that Maharaj has when somebody says to him, you know, I'm a Christian and I came to know myself, but I'm not going to do bhajan or anything like this because that's not my thing. And he says, well, there's no religions, so no worries. Prior to beingness, there's no religion. All religions are now religion. Each is just a way for you to get in contact with your selfless self while you believe yourself to be a body form. So you have some devotion to whatever deity or whatever concept you have, but all of it's your own selfless self. So once you know, and that's why it's so important, once you sit in meditation and you have that direct experience of yourself, anybody can say whatever they like and it doesn't matter. You know, all the books can be saying this or that or this or this or explaining it in 100 million different ways or talking about how the world was created. And at the end of Das Bodh, it says very simply, how the world was created. Well, the world is not. So now we've explained to you how the world was created through the concept of there being an illusory world. But of course, there is no illusory world because there's nothing. Except yourself as self, there's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no Master. Nothing's there.
Kind of makes me think of it. Well, Easter's coming up, so I'll mention but I noticed that Jesus was saying that he and his father are not different. They are basically, however he was putting it, we are one, I am one with the Father, you know, everything is of the Father. As far as Christians go, Jesus gets away with that, but then say a mystic comes along, like there was some famous mystics that were like almost excommunicated because they were saying the same thing that Jesus was saying as if they were the same as Jesus or something, but actually they were seeing the same thing, you know.
Well, and Jesus was also stoned when he said, because they said, "How dare you say that you're the..."
Yeah, true. I mean, as far as Christian...
Because everyone's, again, they're labeling it with their own concepts, and their mind, ego, intellect is trying to intellectually figure out, rather than someone saying, "I and the Father are one," or just like St. Paul, then he was saying that of myself I'm nothing, the Father doeth the works, and just so many. It's because you know yourself in a real sense, so that sense of self doesn't have any conceptual understanding, and there's speaking, but again, the listener, even though the listener is the selfless self, you listen based on your ideas, concepts, and beliefs about yourself, just like your mind. If you truly believe yourself to be a body on a spiritual journey, then the thoughts that will come through your mind are going to say, "Oh, this relates to this spiritual journey." You're lost in the conceptual understanding. If you know yourself, again, without body, you're formless. So a thought comes in about form and it's ignored. And eventually this body, this factory of body-based thoughts dies off. The factory closes down. They fire all the workers. The management is gone and it becomes an empty field. You know, because there's no purchasers of thought. In order to have a purchaser of thought, you have to have an idea of your own self. And that idea is, it sticks. The concept can stick to the idea that you believe yourself to be. And you use the example of the hook on the wall to hang your hat. You can hang a hat on a hook, but if there's no hook on the wall and you go to hang your hat, it drops off. The same. If I know myself in a real sense, then there's no thought that can stick because there's nowhere, no place to hang the hook. I is formless. That's why Maharaj says, "I is humble I." Because humble I is I do not exist. This is an instrument, only an instrument. It is not my own self. And just like a neighbor's child, if the neighbor's child is sick, it's very sad, but it's not you. You treat this body as the neighbor's child. Okay, like right now, okay, I took the COVID vaccine today. My arm is a little sore. I feel a little, but it's not, I'm the feeler, not the feeling. The body is a sensory instrument and it picks up sensations. But imagine yourself just for a moment as your true nature, formless, the formless holder of the body. And we spoke about before too, when you know yourself in a real sense, even when you're outside in the wind, and you feel the wind hit the body, there is a subtle knowingness that this wind is not touching me. It's like an external case, a suit. But you don't identify with the suit. Use the suit. Do your job. Do your duty. Take care of all your responsibilities. Use the suit to change the light in the kitchen first thing in the morning without changing the light first thing in the morning, because you're formless. There's no deed, no doer. And no debate. No debate even with your own self. No debate with what this reading is, or this master or that master. Forget about all of those masters, because those old masters are your own selfless self. So remain with your selfless self. Your inner master is a strong master. Please your inner master by remaining with your selfless self. There is no outer and inner, and there's no outer master. The outer master is your own self. The inner master is your own self. And like Maharaj says, respect everybody, but don't put anybody on a pedestal. You know, say, oh, Ramana Maharshi says like this, Nisargadatta Maharaj says like this, Siddhameshwara Maharaj says like this. Forget about all that. Remain with your selfless self. That's what those masters did. The reason we know their names is because their master said, remain with your selfless self, you're not body. They did, and they started speaking. Yes, remain with your selfless self. Don't confuse yourself. Because there's no confusion.
I mentioned recently that I had that experience early in my life, when I was about 19 years old, where I felt that nothing, I realized I could just like dawned on me that nothing makes any difference. And I guess now I could see at that moment, I must have been like seeing that, well, to me, nothing makes any difference, because I am the I am, or I guess at that, it was like a clarity that lasted for an hour or two or whatever. But it, what it, if I was to interpret that, like sometimes I could confuse myself. I could say, well, I felt that nothing makes any difference. So did that mean to me at the time that nothing matters, whereas saying that nothing matters is a little bit different than saying that nothing makes any difference. But if, as long as you are that self of self, it kind of is true that nothing makes any difference. You just see it.
Nothing makes any difference except the concept of I am a body, I am going to die, I was born.
Yeah, like hanging on to that concept that nothing makes a difference would be making a difference out of something that doesn't make a difference.
If you die as a body, this is not good.
It's a big hook.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? If you die as a body, it's not good?
Yeah, if you die as a body, thinking yourself to be a body.
Yeah.
Because again, it's your belief. It's your imagination that creates all this whole experience of experiencing. So if you die as a body, you know, you have the concept of birth and death. And if you have the concept that I was born, then you understand and believe yourself to be a body. Therefore, you have the concept that you're going to die because you look around and you see other bodies dying and you believe that they're individual bodies, that they're people that are dying. And there are people that are being born rather than the formlessness. Forms are being created and destroyed consistently all the time within the illusion, within the consciousness, within this sense of existence, this body-based illusion. But there's only one presence. There is no individuality. But if you have the concept of being a body and you die as a body, then I don't know what you're imagining next. It's just like dream. In a dream tonight, you're sleeping and you may see characters within that dream dying, but who's dying? Who's born? Who are these people? Even if they're speaking and scenes within the dream, when you wake up, you know, oh, it's just a dream. Those people couldn't have been doing anything. They had no life. They had no separate autonomy. They could not act. There was no deed, no doer in my dream. How silly is that?
They all just felt like they're like a limited perspective or something. We all feel that, you know, most bodies go through that.
The concept. Even your body that you have within the dream, that you have the concept that this is my little dream body. After you wake up, you say, oh, that was very scary. Or, oh, that was a lot of fun. Or, oh, I hope that never happens again. Or you wake up terrified. All because you're identifying with a character within the dream. But the entire dream is arising out of you, again, on your spontaneous presence. And the waking world is the same. One consciousness, one formlessness in which forms are appearing and disappearing and stories are happening and people are speaking and scenes are doing whatever they happen to be doing. But it's all arising within the formlessness that you are. There's no individuality. So if you have the concept of being born, you'll have the concept of dying. And that's a burden you don't need. Unless, of course, then you have the concept of freedom. Okay, now I have the concept that I'm free, so I'm not a body and I'm not going to die. Okay, everything's good now. Because the concept of freedom, the concept of enlightenment, the concept of I am formless is there basically to remove the concept that I am a body, I am a form in a world.
You don't want to make a thorn create another thorn.
Exactly. You throw both thorns away. Maharaj says you use one thorn to remove the other thorn, then throw both thorns away. You throw away the concept of I am a body. You throw away the concept that I am not a body. All these concepts came along with the body, which you are not. be with you always.
So if you're trying to hoping that you can get this to rub off on maybe somebody that you know.
There's no somebody. Yeah. No need for it to rub off. Remain with yourself with self.
So like if I'm hoping it'll rub off on somebody, that's a little bit like making a thorn with a thorn with another.
Yeah, there's no somebody. I am somebody else hoping that I can teach somebody something, but there's no somebodies. I is formless I. I is everything. I is everyone. Without a body, who will you teach? Who will you help? What will you do?
This sort of gives you a really big picture or a real picture of what the illusion isn't.
Without a body, what is the illusion? Spirit clicked with the body, and you said, I. Everything after that point is not true. You always. I think we're about to disappear.
Thank you.
Good night.